Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Nida Daf Tet Amud Bet, looking at the end of the series of Mishnayot that we had back on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph and Amud Bet. And let's go back and take a look at that Mishnah. Ezui Zekena Kol Shavua LaShalosh Shanot Samuch LaZiknata. Rabbi Zemeir, and this is the part we're looking at. In the previous piece, we looked at the definition of Zekena. Samuch leziknata. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Meir, Kol isha shavu aleha shalosh orot. Any woman who had three onot passerby without dam, dayasha ata. Any woman who has three onot, we'll see what that means in the Gemara, has dayasha ata. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Muberet minika shavu aleha shalosh onot dayasha ata. Only a Muberet minika have that rule. We'll go back to that in a little later in this podcast when we get to that passage. Okay, back to our Gemara on Daf Tet Amud Bet. Tanya, Amar Lehem Rabbi Eliezer LeChachamim, Ma'aseh Briba Achat Behitlu Shifsika Shalosh Shanot. There was a story about a girl, a regular age girl in Hitlu, who had three onot, which as we clarified earlier means 90 days, more or less, or exactly, that had no dam. Uvamasad LeChachamim Ramu Daya Sha'ata, and the Chachamim said that she has Daya Sha'ata now when she sees dam after 90 days. Amrulo ain't shatat chak raya. They said you can't bring a proof from shatat chak, from exigency, and let's see what that means. My shatat chak, ikadami shtei matzorot tavu, ikadami tarot afish lavida. Either way, it has to do with taharot. Either it was a time of famine where they couldn't really afford to throw stuff away, or she was very involved with working with taharot, and therefore chash rabbanu lehafsed the taharot. Either way, they were concerned about losing taharot. Tana rabban, maaser yasar Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer. We've seen this already. Lachash nizkar markanayu Rabbi Eliezer lismachalav shatat chak. So Rebbe ruled like Rebbe Eliezer in a practical case, and then after he remembered, and we'll see what it is he remembered, he said, we can rely on Rebbe Eliezer b'shat ad-chak. My lachar shenizkar, what does that mean? What did he remember? Either lachar shenizkar did halacha Rebbe Eliezer, look Rabbanon, if he remembered that halacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer, and she doesn't get the yashata b'shat ad-chak, so how could you rely on him b'shat ad-chak if halacha is against him? Ella, what did he remember? He remembered that the halacha had not yet been formally decided. Umay lachash nizkar. What do you remember? Lachash nizkar to lav yachid poligale. He remembered that Rabbi Eliezer was not opposed by, let's say, Rabbi Yoshua. And the Rabban poligale was the Rabbanan who disagreed with him, which means halacha is default would be like the Rabbanan, but since it wasn't adjudicated, Amar kedaihu Rabbi Eliezer lismach alav b'shatat chak, and therefore we can rely on him. Tanu Rabbanan. Tinoket shelo igiaz manali rot v'ra'ata. A girl who's not yet old enough to see, let's say an 8-9-year-old girl, and she sees dam. Pam rishonat daya sha'ata. The first time she sees dam, there's no mate late. Shnia, the next time she sees dam, daya sha'ata. Shlishit, the third time she sees dam, reikachol. Hashem tam mate late b'kidulikida. Then she has the normal mate late rule. Now, avru alea shalosh onot v'ra'ata. Now we've got a regular girl who skips three onot and then sees 90 days later, daya sha'ata. V'yonavru alea shalosh onot v'ra'ata, she has another 90 days, daya sha'ata. And then she has another 90 days, and then she sees her and she has regular dam. Regular mate late. Now, Ushigiaz Manaliot, now a girl who is of age, Pamishana Dayashata, Shnia Mitam mate late. Sorry, in the previous piece they were both about girls who are young, or below age, but if she's a girl of age, and the first time she sees Dayashata, Shnia Mitam mate late, the second time she's already in. She had a break of three and then sees daya shata. Okay, that's the breita. Now, let's amamar. We said that if she has a skip of three and then saw then daya shata. So now the question is, how do kachazi beonot mai? What happens if she sees in the middle of them? Let's say at 30 days. So the first and second time she sees in the middle of this period. The third time she has a regular rule. And then we said if she has another skip of three and sees, so we can ask the same question. What happens if she sees in the middle of the series between two and three? So the difference is that if she sees between 1 and 2, she gets 2 midterm re'iot until she's a mate late. If she sees between 2 and 3, she gets 1 midterm re'iot and then she's mate late. Now, money. Who could the author of this be? The answer is Rebbe. Famous machloket Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, if a chazak is established after 2 times or 3. So it's Rebbe, the Amar Betray Zibni, Ava Chazaka, because here on the third time, we're already giving her the rule of the regular woman. But Ema Seif Avro, like Malona Vratate, Ashata, Atan the Rebbe Eliezer. That's Rebbe Eliezer's opinion, who says that any girl who has 3 onot has dayash, a break as Dayashata. Mechitema Rebbe, he, and you think maybe the author is Rebbe, Vanot Savar like Rebbe Eliezer, and he holds like Rebbe Eliezer when it comes to skipping onot. And we saw how that couldn't be. Halachashin is karkama. Remember what Rebbe said. You can rely on Rebbe Lazar for Shatat Chak. The answer is Rebbe Lazar here when it was Vestot Samalaka Rebbe. It's the opposite. It's authored by Rebbe Eliezer, and he holds like the same opinion that later gets explicated by Rebbe, which is too was a chazaka. Now, Ketem Shabin Rishonah Ushniya. Let's say a girl sees a Ketem between that first and second 90-day piece. Tahor. Shabin Shniya Ushlishit. What if she sees it between the second and third? Chezki Amar Tameh, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tahor. Why Chezki Amar Tameh came into Ilu Chazi Matameh, since after all, if she would see Dam, this would be now a third time. She'd be Tameh Amit Leit, so Kitman Nami Tameh, therefore the Ketem is also Tameh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tahor, why Kevin Leit Chazka B'Dam, she doesn't yet have a Chazaka of Dam, Kitman Amit Lo Matamin Ula, so we don't give that rule to the Ketem. Now, Matkifa Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Loi challenges Chizkiya. If a betula who has be on a wedding night, and that dam is tahor, if she sees a ketem, we are not metame. So why should this girl be any different if she has this period during which we say dayashata? So that's very simple, because the betula, we understand why that dam is tahor, because she's having it from the wound. This girl doesn't have that at all. Now that's important that Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon ben Yehot Sadak here, and Uli reported it. A girl who's too young and sees dam. We consider safek tmeah, and therefore, if she spits or has midras, any of those things in Rishut Rabim, it's tahor, as safek tumah Rishut Rabim. Kitman nami tahor, her ketam is also tahor. And now Ula said, "V'le'adani im didaim drabei." I don't know if Rabbi Yochanan was saying it on his own or quoting Rishon ben Yehot Sadak. What's the difference? Because if he's quoting Rishon ben Yehot Sadak, then you now have Rishon ben Yehot Sadak and Rabbi Yochanan ruling against Chizkiya and saying the ketem is tahor. But if it's just Rabbi Yochanan on his own, then it's just one against one. So what's the answer? Kiyat Ravin v'chol nechute amrua k'Rishon ben Yehot Sadak. They quote Rishon ben Yehot Sadak, which means it really is 2 versus 1. Okay, I'm going to give our tubi. Tinok shloki has one of the roots. Again, a girl who's too young. Afilu shafat kol shiva, even if she has a constant flow for 7 days, ina l'riyachat. That's one riyah, and establishes no chazaka. So, afilu shafat, what do you mean even if she's flowing? Vom by a poseket, and certainly if she has breaks, like season doesn't see, and season doesn't see it, it's interrupted. That is the opposite of the reasoning. Adrab, poseket, I would like to stay riyot. If she has a break, then we should call it 2 different riyot. Ella Tinokit Shalagiyaz Manala wrote Veshofat Kol Shiva, a girl who's not old enough and has Kol Shiva straight flow, Eina El Riyachat. That's Riyachat, but Poseket is separate Riyot. Shimrachia, Mavlefet Eina Karoa. He says a statement that Mavlefet, which means she's dripping, that's not Kariya. What do you mean not Kariya? Vahakachaza, she sees Dam. So Eima Eina Keshofat Elaka Poseket. That what it means is it's not like one Riyah, but it's like separate Riyot, every drop. Michlad or Shofat Kinara, would you think flowing is like flowing like a river? That's what flowing is, having drops. Ela'ema ena elek shofat means that confirms what we said, that a madlafet is like a shofat, where that's considered to be a constant flow, and one re'ia. Tanabar, chazaka v'not Yisrael ad shalo gil l'perkar and chazgatar and anshimot kototan. The chazaka is that Jewish girls, and before the time that they get to their proper age, we assume them to be tahor, and older women don't have to do a bdika for them to be involved with taharot. Mishigil the perkan, the minute they get to that age, harin mechezka tuma, we assume tuma, v'nashim bot kodotan, they have to have women who check them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein bot kinotan biyad, they don't check them with their hand, meshim avtototan, they might scratch them or hurt them inside, and cause bleeding, which is from a wound. Ela sachototan meshemen, they put oil in there, and then they wipe it on the outside, and then the blood comes out on its own. Now, back in that Mishnah, we said that Rabbi Yossi says, and Uberat and Minika are the ones who have the 3 onot rule. Tani Tana came to Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar and Pedat had a Tana in front of him who repeated Rabbi Yossi's ruling and said, Uberat and Minika shavrua aleha gimel onot dayasha ata. Now, avrua aleha and dayasha ata are all in the singular. So Amar Le Rabbi Elazar said to him, Patachta betray, you started out by talking about two, Mimberet and Minika. Vaseyamta Bechara, but you ended talking in the singular. So maybe what you meant was a Mu'uberet who is a Minika, meaning a girl who's pregnant and nursing. By doing that, what you're teaching really is, maybe that's the brayta that you heard, is you're teaching something extra. What's that? That the two different times can be joined together to make the 90 days. Kiditanya here was an example. Let's say she was pregnant, and for 60 days she didn't see dam. And then she was nursing for 30 days and didn't see dam. Or shtai maybe burah, flip it. Maybe 45 days here, 45 days there. Together makes 90 days to get her off. Now, I understand how if she's nursing and then becomes pregnant, how that could connect. Mishkachava, the kemenika, va'azlamiabra, she's nursing and gets pregnant. But how could you have somebody who's pregnant and then is nursing, which means she gave birth, and it's all a constant period of 90 days without dam? She gave birth. You could say she had a dry birth. It could be that the dam later just doesn't count, and that is not going to interfere with it. Or maybe the brayta really only goes in one direction, which is nursing can go into pregnancy, but pregnancy cannot go into nursing. Okay. Now, we'll look back in the Mishnah. We'll take a look at the end of the Mishnah. It's Mishnah Vav. Uvameh amru dayashata b'ri'ya rishona. So when do we say dayashata? That's when she has her first ri'ya. Al v'shniya metam meit leit. But if it's the second riyah, she already has tuma made late. V'imrata rishona mi'ones hafashniya dayashata. If the first one was somehow from an ones, a case of ones, we'll see what an example of what that means. Then even that, the second one would be dayashata. All right, let's look at back in the Gemara. Daf yod amud bet. Amarav akulu. So Rav says that dayashata is limited to the first riyah. That's for all four of our women. Herb Eliezer says, say dayashata, and then skip the three. And we said, if they skip three or note, they get dayashata. Shmuel Amar Lo Shana Ela Betula Uzkenah. It's only Betula and Zakenah that after the first one they have been made late. Mu'uber to Minika, but a pregnant woman and a nursing woman, Dayan Koyme Buran, Dayan Koyme Minikutan. As long as they're pregnant or as long as they're nursing, if they see dam, it doesn't go Tuma backwards. Cheder Shimon Lakish, same machlok that happened in Teria. Reb Shimon Lakish said like Rav, Akulu, Yochan Amar, Lashon, the Tulaus Kena, Reb Minika, Dayan Koyme Buran, Dayan Koyme Minikutan, exactly the same wording as Shmuel. Ketanoi, turns out it's machlok Ketanaim. Mubert umenika shehayu shofot dam uvaot, if they were just flowing with blood. Dayan koi meburan, dayan koi meminukutan, divar mer. Mer says exactly like, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Omru, Dayan Shatan, Rabbi Yavishonah. It's only Rabbi Yavishonah, and that applies even to those two. Bishniyam, etam made late, vikid vikid. If it's the second riyah, then they have regular tumah made late, just like, Rav said, and just like Resh Lakish said. Okay, Vimrata Rishona. So Amar Avuna. Avuna gives a presentation. There's two versions of it. The first version is as follows. Kaftsavarata, Kaftsavarata, Kaftsavarata. Let's say that one day she jumped around and that day she saw dam. And let's say about 4 weeks later she jumped around again and saw dam. And then 4 weeks later she again exercised strenuously and saw dam. Kavala Veset. She now has a Veset. Lamai, what kind of Veset is it? Ile Miliamim. It can't be just a calendar Veset. Because I call you a coffee. It's Lachazar. If she didn't jump, she didn't see it. Ella the kfitzot, it must be for kfitzot, meaning that anytime she jumps, she's going to see. Vatanya kol shetikbana machmat ones, anytime that she has something happen when there's an external trauma, like jumping around or something like that, the trauma doesn't have to be bad, then a filikampini will come out vesed. It's not kfit vesed, like our Mishnah said, that if the first ri'i was machmat ones, then she still gets dayashata the second time. So my love, lo kava vesed klal, doesn't that mean there's no vesed at all? Lo kava vesed li amin li chudayu. It just means she doesn't have a vesed for calendars, uli kvitzot lechadayu, or just for jumping. Hava kava la vesed li amin li kvitzot. She has a vesed for a combination of them. Which means if the right day comes and she jumps, then we'll assume she's tmei on estu b'dika. Now, the Amim Echudai Upshita, it's a no-brainer that she doesn't have a veset for just days. So Rav Ashi going to Kofi Tzpachat B'Shavar V'Chazai. He says, yeah, it's not so simple, because what about this case? She jumped on a Sunday and then saw Dom that day. Kofi Tzpachat B'Shavar. 4 weeks later on a Sunday, she jumped again and saw Dom. Over Shabbat Kavtza V'Lo Chazya. And then on Shabbat, meaning 4 weeks later minus a day, she jumped and didn't see Dom. Over Chavit Shabbat Chazya V'Lo Kvitza. The next day she saw without jumping. Maybe we have retroactive clarification that it's the day and not the jumping. So Kamashlan the Kvitza Namidet Mo Garma, that the jumping the day before also caused it. And the reason she didn't see till Sunday was that her time hadn't come, meaning that the kvitza really does play a role. So that means that when Rav Huna says it means vesed for a combination of yamim and kvitzot. There's another version. Here he says it really is a vesed for days, and not jumping is irrelevant. So hechidami, and we're going to see that this will not contradict the earlier take. And then she jumped and saw on a Sunday. 4 weeks later, jumped and saw on a Sunday. 4 weeks later, saw on a Sunday without jumping at all. There we see it's purely a calendar issue, and that's why she saw on that third time. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll do the final podcast on the last Mishnah of the Perek and the attendant Gemara. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.